start that. There we go. And then we go over here and click this.
Welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond.
And welcome once again. This is Ever Beyond. It is August. What the hell is it? It's the 26th of August. We're scooting through this 2012 year. Not very many months left. Less than 4 months till that famed December solstice. So tonight. What was I going to be talking about? Tonight I was kind of open to the universe to see what happened, and this evening I have been visited by a good friend of mine. We have played music together over the last few years. So she may be completely silent during the whole thing, or maybe she'll say stuff. But I'd like to welcome you to the studio, Sue Sweeney. She tacitly says hello.
Very quiet, lady. Very quiet. Very shy.
Anyway, lovely. So, basically, I don't know if the phone line is connected to me, because Dave's still out, but he may have flipped over the switchboard. So you can try calling in the call-in number, which is 1-775-657-5973. Or, as I've said before... Call in on 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. Yes, indeed. This is Wolf Spirit Radio, and this is Ever Beyond, and this is JP with this week's episode. As I said, I've really left this thing completely open to the universe to see what transpires. I was also kind of waiting on a friend who is how do we say this? She's chronically late. She's if she says she'll be there at 9, you're lucky if you see midnight. If she's this side of midnight. You know, everybody's got friends like this, and anyway, she said she'd turn up earlier, and she left about an hour and a half ago, and she lives how far away? Like 6 miles, less than 7 miles away. So, what is going on? I have no idea. But so it's really, let's see if we can glean some order out of this apparently chaotic situation. The year is marching by. The revelations are opening up. We're seeing a lot of interesting things that are coming out into the mainstream press. This is something that a lot of us have been following Cliff High's Webbot reports and seeing what's been going on, and seeing that a lot of what he's been saying does actually transpire, does actually come out into the mainstream news. Particularly stuff about the and this is really good news, which is the Greek local trading revival, and the idea that that within the Occupy movements is the seed of a new way of being, a new way of being in society, a new form of society, as it were. So A lot of people are saying, oh, smelly hippies and all this stuff, but actually what they're doing is they're creating the future for you. So do pay attention to what they're doing. This is something we can watch unfolding as the year goes by. Oh, yes, and I just remembered, Tracy brought up Star Water, which is a fascinating thing. Have you heard of Star Water? Okay, so what's Star Water, right? When you imagine space, you imagine normally that it's like, you know, it's empty, it's a vacuum, it's nothing. But if you imagine it more like a kind of three-dimensional ocean, that there is... there are schools of entities that live as fish. These have been seen on the NASA footage. The universe is basically alive, and that the universe has clouds, and the clouds aren't necessarily of water vapor, but some of them are. And what Chase has been talking about are noctilucent clouds, and those clouds are made of water, which comes from, doesn't come from the Earth, because the water that comes up from the Earth only goes up to a certain height, and these are much, much higher. They're absolutely beautiful. I don't know if we can see any, but we just let me just quickly look out the window. There is a faint glow, but what you see is just after sunset. Is you see, they're like threads in the sky, and they're still lit up blue because they're in the sunlight, because they're very, very high, and the curvature of the Earth allows them to be illuminated. So what you see is this rather spectacular electric blue cloud layer, which is like threads. They're like they look like nebulas and sort of the iris of the eye and all these things. Very beautiful, noctilucent clouds. And it turns out that these clouds is water, you know, and the water comes from stars. That stars produce all sorts of things. And this coronal mass ejection thing that we're seeing is a result of the emitting tons and tons, hundreds of thousands of millions of tons of stuff, which is not just like hot plasma stuff from the sun and the surface of the sun, but it's actually contains lower elements, heavier elements like water, and creatures like what becomes space dust, which turns out to be bacteria. So the universe is a lot more alive. It's a lot busier in this solar system than we've been led to believe. So, yes, Chris forecasts affect the timeline. Right. Yes. Let me just read this out from the chat room. Many of us in the past years have very much sent the spiritual energy of transmutation about some of Cliff High's challenging predictions during the past 2 years, and Cliff became quite surprised when severe negatives didn't occur. Yeah, well, what he says is that, you know, he tends to... his forecasts tend to err on the side of the negative, on the side of the worst-case scenario. He's very happy that he's wrong sometimes. He says he's better than 50%, which is much better than mere chance. So, Cliff's forecast affect the timeline, really affects the timeline? Yes, and we all affect the timeline. Really, it was a very interesting thing, and not many people have taken him up on it, and I'd like to chat with him. And this is something that, in his first interview with Project Camelot and David Wilcock and all that stuff, Bill Brockbrader said something very interesting, and I'm going to have to take it up with him, which is that humanity just needs to be what it is and do what it does in order for us to move on to the right timeline. That there's something that we have to do from within us. That, you know, it's like nobody can tell people what to do, but it will just be expressed as this incredible urge to do so. that will be the changing point, the changing energy that moves from where we were to where we will be. So, alright, Sue's going to take some photos. Maybe we'll paste them up on the wall at the on my block. Yeah, did you hear that? Did it come out? Am I coming out?
She doesn't want to speak.
Am I moving too much? So, holographic path. Yeah, well, then the other thing is, on my show on Tuesday night, I had a guest who was a member of the Fireburn Doctor team. Now, I'm going to bang on about it, because it is just an amazing thing. I'm just looking at my finger now, and it's just over a week. And there's a small mark on my finger where the arc welder touched my finger. But the skin is not shiny anymore. It's back to its normal kind of fat, pink, puffy skin type. And on the other hand, where on the other finger, the I've still got a kind of, you know how your skin goes a bit leathery. That was the one that was very that turned into leather straight away. But yes, the Fireburn Doctor, and the principle of the Fireburn Doctor is apparently to do with the really to do with the idea that we are all one holographic reality. We are one spiritual entity. And that it's possible to locate someone by their frequency, which is given by their birth date and their birth location. You get a good enough spot fix on their frequency, and anything that goes wrong with them really is able to be reset in a way. So, like the burn reaction. Is something that seems to be quite straightforward. Apparently, it only takes them about 30 seconds to do each case, and it was a it was something that I really needed 2 weeks ago when my when I burnt my fingers, because I had a gig. I'm a rock guitar player, and I really needed my fingers for the weekend, and it was Thursday, and they really did the job. And the whole thing has completely healed and repaired. And their principle, the way this thing works, is based on the idea that we are all one. Once they've got enough empirical evidence, they can then start putting forward. And this is part of the big... This is the medical revolution. You know, we're coming... we're seeing the financial and political... revolution happening before our eyes, but the medical revolution is something that really needs to get going, because everybody's being poisoned by the current medical system. Everybody's dying, you know. What's it? Iatrogenic diseases, you know, diseases that are actually caused by the doctor. You know, you get all these silly little you know, statistics that you know, you're more likely to die from a doctor than you are from being shot by a policeman or something like that. You're more likely to... now, what is it? Something like 70% of cases of chemotherapy kill the patient, and 70% of cases of people are cured by cannabis oil, for instance. You know, we're seeing a lot of those. Those are all memes. So, what was a tremendous broadcast? Oh, yeah. Huh? I don't know. The case you found, the electric free energy. Yes. Yes. Electric free energy generators. Now, here's the thing. I'm one of my projects, and that's why I need a washing machine. Because one of the yeah, it's true. Sue was telling me earlier that she has two washing machines in her garden. You know, that she wants to get rid of. Washing machines are brilliant things to recycle. And I took her down to the shed earlier and showed her my barbecue, which is made from the drum of a washing machine because it's made of stainless steel. It can withstand the fire. It won't melt. And I basically drilled a couple of holes in the bottom and bolted a little stand to a little metal stand that I had that I threw together. Took a grill from an old electric fire, and that's the grill, and it's a marvelous little cooker, and it looks pretty because the fire shines up through the holes in the drum. But the other thing you can do with them, the sides of it I cut up in order to make part of my rocket stove, and I think a few of you have been are aware of my little rocket stove project. It's on my YouTube channel. Yes. Oh, state of emergency. Oh yes, that's interesting. Okay, Dolly is just getting a phone call from emergency services telling her all the states of emergency info, shelters, but where the safe places are. Oh, how bizarre. There we go. Thank you, Dolly. Back to the burn doctor, and forward through that. That's right. I was recycling washing machines. That's right. So when I took this washing machine apart, I sawed off the side panel, so I had a nice flat sheet of steel laminate. You know, it was obviously painted, but I used that some of that to make a rocket stove. Some of that steel, but the one thing that I didn't keep, I kept a couple of the motors, but are the solenoids. Now, I don't know if anybody knows what a solenoid is, but it's basically a coil of copper wire. And the ends are available to you. And anybody who knows anything about electric guitars knows that a coil of copper wire is essentially a pickup. And so what that does is the magnetic field is disturbed by the moving steel string, and that generates a small current in the coil. And that's how an electric guitar works. But a solenoid is just a plain coil, and the magnet is moving. That's on a little wheel, and essentially this is how you make a regular motor. So I'm going to be creating this thing called a Bedini motor, and using an old disk drive from a computer. And I'll be gluing magnets on the side of it and using the solenoids from the washing machine as pulse coils. Now, what this motor is supposed to do, and I'm going to check this out, is to regenerate a battery. It creates a collapsing field that then sends energy back into itself, which keeps the motor spinning. And this the coil collapse then goes through the... the coil, and then through a diode, and then back into another battery, and it sends these very high voltage but very short-lived pulses into the battery, and that creates such a pulse that if the battery is broken in any way, it will burn through any of the small connections that get made. You know, a battery. All right, here we go. Inside a battery, when you're using it, these tiny particles of metal build up, like stalactites and stalagmites, and eventually they touch, and that shorts out the plates, and then that part, that cell of the battery, becomes useless, and that's why batteries don't work anymore. The nickel cadmiums and things like that. You know, your laptop battery. So what this circuit is supposed to do with these high voltage pulses is to it basically burns through these little fine stalactites, threads like they are, and regenerates the battery and recreates the battery. So that's the idea of the Bedini motor. That's my next project, and it's still using a bit of the old washing machine. So, meanwhile, recycling washing machines, making stoves, yes. Oh, the link to my YouTube video. I'm Studio 9 Jam on YouTube, and it's there at the top. among my other crazy projects. So, I'd like to invite people to call in and see what they'd like to talk about. I can read people's rays if nobody's had a ray reading. I know lots of people have had ray readings, but do call in. Now, you can try calling in and seeing if you get through. If you don't get through, then you'll have to call me on Skype, I can give you the Skype name if you private message me. So, where are we? Forest, Ontario. So, do we have any questions? We were talking about various things. Yes, the breaking through of the internal battery connections is a principle used in lead-acid automobile batteries. What happens is you basically got these lead plates that they're suspended in a sulfuric acid solution. You probably all know that. But what happens is that you get this micro fine buildup of particles that eventually produces conductive threads that cross the boundary between the plates, and that shorts it out, and no longer does the battery charge or hold any charge. Do you anticipate losing energy from the wire because of entropy? I don't know what wire you're talking about, actually. Because basically what we're talking about is refurbishing a battery. What's the word? Repurposing it? Recycling it? You know, because you can take a dead battery and run it on a Berdini motor. I'll put that in the thing. The Berdini motor. Put that into YouTube. Loads and loads of people are building these things nowadays, and I really want to encourage everybody to start doing stuff like this. These are pretty simple jobs to do. They don't require very much rocket science, and you can create this on an experimental basis and make just have fun with the thing. See if you can come up with a better idea, a better way of working it, once you've gotten the principle, once you understand the principle of how it works. It's open. It's, this is like open source, be like Nikola Tesla. We've got the ideas are hanging around in the ethers, and all we need to do is to start manifesting them. And obviously, if you're not not an engineer kind of person, there are other things you can do. But I'm sure that one or two people here in this listenership here have a little desire to create something that isn't a free energy machine. I think, I don't know about obviously, because I'm a bit of a geek, I that's the sort of thing that I'd love to do, is create a free energy machine. It all came from when I was a kid. When I was 13, I always used to bring things into school. I was one of those. Yeah, I was that kid in the class. Always had things in my pockets. And one day, I was playing around with a device called a relay. And a relay is essentially, it's like an electric switch. You put a little voltage on it, and it throws a switch for you. I made a circuit, because I thought, wouldn't it be cool if I could make this thing make like a buzzer? Because I figured out that, by connecting a contact in a particular sequence, then when you made the contact, it would break the contact, and then it would make it again, and it would keep breaking it again. And it would oscillate like that. But what I discovered is, once I'd got the thing buzzing, that I would touch two of the contacts, and I jumped out of my skin. I was getting an incredibly high voltage from this circuit, and what I just, you know, I took it into school and we were playing with it, because I then attached it to the two wires that were hot, as it were, and I discovered that you could take three or four people, I think about five or six actually, and I got everybody to touch each other's hands, and then I would touch one end of the group with one and touch the other end of the group, and everybody was getting little electric shocks through them. It was more fun than the Van de Graaff generator, I have to say. Anybody know what a Van de Graaff generator is? So this is a principle, and I asked the physics teacher, and he just dismissed me. He said, "Oh, that's just back EMF. You know, nothing's bad. Yeah, we try and get rid of it. It's a nuisance. It's an annoyance." So at the age of 13, I kind of put away my toys and found, you know, made some telephone or something. You know, I kind of left it behind. And then just a few years ago, I start looking on YouTube, and again, Cliff High talks about the new electrics and how these are being manifested through the social networks, through YouTube. People are making a new electric device, and instead of going to the patent office and waiting and then eventually getting the knock on their door from the power company guys, who either buy it from him, or if he refuses, well, we don't see him anymore. Essentially, what they're doing is open sourcing the whole inventive process. So they're creating a piece of kit, and then they're making a YouTube, and they're not keeping anything back. They're just holding theirs. This is the circuit. This is what I was doing. This is how I made it, and this is what it does. And then another guy comes along and he says, "Oh, that's good." And he shows that to his girlfriend, and she can say, "Oh, why don't you do this there?" And they create a YouTube out of that process, and so on and so on. And so we become a community inventorship. And I think that is an amazingly wonderful use of the internet and the global consciousness. So let's have a look at the chat room. As the electrons travel through the copper, you lose electrons because it's not a closed system. Yeah, there's always losses. It's the only version of seeing calling a free energy device. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, it's not a perpetual motion machine. You know, a free energy device is a device that uses the free energy. It might not necessarily run for free, but there is free energy in the vacuum. And if you find a way of extracting that in some way, or extracting copper atoms copper atoms from a collapsing magnetic field coil, as in the Bernini motor or my little relay circuit. You're using energy in a free way. It's not necessarily completely free, but it's like freedom. It's not free, but it's not that expensive. It takes a bit of mind and body. As I said, so there will always be losses. But what we're looking for is over unity. Over unity is where you put in an amount of energy and you get an amount of energy much more on the other side. Again, there's a device called a Newman motor. Not many people have heard of the Newman motor, but that uses massive permanent magnets and the same principle of the collapsing field to drive the axle around, which is a permanent magnet. So that's an interesting project, and you can also look that up on YouTube. So that's the Joseph Newman motor. It's not a closed system. There's always losses, but you know, I wouldn't worry about it. Really, there's plenty. VDG generators used very much for the The Van de Graaff generator, yes. It was, if you look at the old movies, the Van de Graaff generator is the big steel globe that has big pieces of, that has big pieces of spark that are jumping away from it. It's like a steel ball, say, about the size of your head, I'd say. You seen the Van de Graaff generator? Yeah.
Oh, I was just freezing here. You can turn that phone on.
Accommodating my guest. Essentially, the Van de Graaff generator was one of the things that they used to have in the back at the Frankenstein movies. There's another thing called a Jacob's Ladder, which were two wires which were like a bunny's ears of on a TV, an old fashioned TV aerial, you see it on these things, and it goes as the spark goes up, and the spark starts at the bottom and then goes up to the top and then stops, and then another one starts at the bottom, and that sort of sound. If you put your hand on a Van de Graaff generator globe, your hair will then go on end. Yeah, that's right. So, I have a question from my live room. Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. There's loads of little
pieces of paper and card that were attached to this question,
which have completely collapsed all around me.
I think you're going to end up. You might end up with a fortune. A fortune cookie
as well. Sorry about that. Away from the mic there. So, what does that say? What can you run off a Bedini motor? Right, well, basically what the Bedini motor does is it will recharge the battery. So, like you were saying before, that if you had, say, a solar panel and you wanted to watch TV, you'd run with two batteries. You'd have one battery that you take up to the panel or the windmill, and you charge that up, at the same time you'd be using the battery that you charged yesterday. So you're basically running on a two battery cycle. Each battery takes a day to charge, and 3 hours to discharge. And that's the way it goes, unless you have more and more batteries that can go through this cycle. That's the way you work with batteries. So basically, the Bedini motor you put in line, and it will charge a battery or a series of batteries. And yes, of course, like I was actually demonstrating earlier, the inverter that can run a light bulb. So, say you really wanted to run a 100-watt light bulb, mains light bulb, you get a little device that's called an inverter, and that's a noisy little thing, isn't it? That will transform your battery back up to socket mains. Mm-hmm. Yes, so, depends how big. Yes. So, essentially the Bedini motor is a small part of the circuit that sends a high voltage spark into the battery, and recharges the battery. So, they do charge the batteries pretty quickly as well. Yeah, but it's all, it's all going down like to caravan, what you call trailer, kind of accessories, where you have a fridge, for instance, that runs off 12 volts, you've got light bulbs like car bulbs, but actually I prefer the LEDs.
This, for instance, here
is a strip it's like a kind of flexible circuit board embedded with 12 volt LEDs, and what's this, about 18 inches long. It's got about 20 or 30 little lights in it, and that will run off 12 volts very nicely for many, many hours if you just want to run the light. The light's not amazingly bright, but the technology is getting better and better with LEDs. If you were to buy a set of this year's LEDs, they're going to be at least twice as bright as last year's LEDs for the same price. So we'll see how that goes. Same thing with lasers. Like, you know, you can get a red and a green and a blue laser now for like $15. I mean, it's an incredible, incredibly cheap stuff that is coming out in light technology. And really, using lasers for light is a very interesting idea, because it gives you a very, very pure frequency. And one of the frequencies that the lasers come in, if you can get one, is 660 nanometers, which is the same frequency as your blood, as your body, essentially the fascia, which is the white stuff inside our bodies, is essentially a huge fiber optic cable network that our brain sends out in the form of very, very low-level light. Our bodies truly are light bodies. They do communicate using light, and essentially the brain sings to the body using light. If you can understand that, it's not a metaphoric statement. That's actually a statement of fact. That's how it works. So, implosion technology helps to heal the planet, and explosion. Yes, I've got a little pendant that has some of Schauberger's imploded water, and you can dip it in your tea, or you can put your drink on top of it, and it will radiate its implosion into the water and make that water imploded water as well. It's very interesting. It's very nice. You can put your wine on top of it. It's very much like a piece of organite. If you put a piece of some cheap wine on top of these things.
Find it. I had one here somewhere. Anyway,
you can put it's like a kind of little S-shaped thing, spirals, and it's a copper tube, and inside the copper tube is this imploded water, and it makes a kind of healing drink if you want to do that sort of thing. Right? Has anyone tried to ring in, by the way, and have you tested the number? Does the number work? I don't know if Dave's put it my way. I will make myself online, just in case Skype is being like that. But do try and call in using our special new telephone number. Call in on 1-775-657-5973. That's 1-775-657-5973. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. So, yeah. Do try and call in. I'd like to see if anybody, if I've been forwarded or not. But yes, and it would be, I don't mind talking to people. If anyone's got some ideas about any of these, I'm particularly interested in, so-called free energy. Let's say so-called free energy devices, because there are many kinds of free energy devices. There's the over-unity device, as I was saying. That's you put in a small amount of energy and you get a much more large amount coming out. The other interesting thing about the Newman motor is that the Newman motor, if you put a load onto it, it starts producing more energy. The more you load it, the stronger it gets. It's a very bizarre thing. That doesn't seem to fit with most modern physics, because there's always like trade-offs in modern physics. But because of the way it's configured, it doesn't seem to doesn't seem to slow it down. So yes, let's have a look. Earthquake swarm in California. 20 from California right now on your earthquake model. Thank you very much, Wizard. I don't know. I mean, I've definitely been feeling that there's something that is kind of building up in tension and slipping, and I hope it's not going to be the whole of California. Is anybody here from California? Katie, are you listening? Do call in if you wish to report. Who else have we got here? Yes. Leprechaun, are you there? You wanted to call in, didn't you? Do call in give us a lowdown on what you've been talking about. Yes, that's right. You're getting lots and lots of small earthquakes. It's better than having one big one, it seems. All right. Okay. So it's only ringing. So the Wolf Spirit Radio dial-in number is not playing ball. So do try call my personal one. I'm just going to put it in the chat room. Most of you have it there. No, don't do that. Skype just did something wrong there. Right. Actually, Skype has been very bad to me recently, and it's crashed several times during a phone call, and it goes into this sort of debug mode, and suddenly I get all this code in front of me. It's a very bizarre thing. It's like trying to use an older Access database. Okay, so I'll just put my name into the chat room on Skype. There we go. And do give me a call in. All right, you're in San Jose, but no idea. Well, four shocks, twos and 5.4s. Yeah, so it's all very exciting, isn't it? sorry, it's easy to say when we're up here. We don't have earthquakes up here, do we? Very rarely. So yes, do call in, and we'll see what we want to talk about. If you haven't had your rays read, that might be fun. I'm well up for a live ray reading.
Yeah. So it's all.
Oops, no, that's my own voice. So I better turn that off before somebody calls in. There we go. Yes. So that's lovely there. Where was I? Yeah, so free energy devices, yeah. So there's that technology. There is something that I saw this week which was very exciting, and this is known as the Bloom Box, which is... Essentially, the Bloom Box is a fuel cell technology, and what it does is it starts with gas, but apparently it works on other fuels. If you probably, you know, you can gasify wood. Oop.
We have a caller.
Oh, see you. How are you?
Hang on just a second. Just a second, JP.
Yep, you got a lot of background noise there, Charles.
Yeah, that's the radio, brother.
All right.
To be honest with you, hang on, we're kind of watching this 100-mile-wide weather out in Florida right now. Hang on a minute.
100-mile-wide weather in Florida. Yeah, you do seem to be having an awful lot of weather this year in the States.
Yeah, we're getting some bad stuff. I hope Dolly down there is as well. Actually, you know, a couple of years ago, we had a earthquake go right through Kentucky, right here.
Wow.
And, you know, with what they're putting in the system as far as they're putting things in the weather, they're trying to be, of course, the creator, trying to do weather stuff. It's affecting everybody.
And this is the chemtrails, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a thing like, you know, the scientists and stuff, what they do, they try to play the creator and they can't get there.
Yeah, and they're messing about. You know, they're poking at something, and they don't know what that other thing is connected to.
Sure, they're curious.
Yeah,
their curiosity killed a cat, man.
So it did. So do you have any messages today?
Oh, okay, the only, now, I just come on to say something about the weather that we got in Florida. I hope Dolly's all right. And, actually in Kentucky, we've had earthquakes. I've been awakened by them. I mean, it shook my house.
Wow.
But I'm just going to go with this. Brothers and sisters, black, white, yellow, red are the four directions. The only thing I'm saying is I love you. I care about you. I hope there be no more violence, only peace. I pray for this. I pray for all the warriors. I pray for the clan mothers. I give peace wherever you be. May you love your family. May you look at your children and teach them right. No more violence. No more hitting our women. If you hit a woman, you're no man. So love your family, love your people, love each other, go out and say hi to your neighbor, do whatever you can, don't be afraid to go out and do whatever you think, when you think you become dangerous to the system. So what I'm asking you to do, don't believe what you see, question everything, and use your mind, think. And that's it, JP.
Thank you very much, Two Dog. Thank you very much. Aho.
Aho. Dog's up, brother. Have a good show.
Thank you, mate. Good night.
Dog's up.
So, lovely. Thank you very much, Two Dog, for calling in. You're probably going to catch this on the rebound there. So, we have another... Luda Eckhart, let's have a look. Let's call you. Hello.
Yeah, hello, JP. I'm from Germany. I'm Luda Eckhart. And I really would like to get a ray reading from you.
Sure, Luda. So, welcome to Wolf Spirit Radio. Around a couple of weeks now, haven't you?
Yes. How old I am?
You could say how old you are. You look young.
Sorry, I understood. I'm 21 years old.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, thank you. But I never felt like this.
Yeah. Yeah, old soul in a new body, eh?
Yeah, of course. For years I'm researching very much material now. I was on many things like super soldiers and so on, and really high advanced technologies, and it has been quite fun. Yeah, I'm really much on the way of kind of spirituality, and I really love to see the kind of evolution, the consciousness of all humanity this planet is going through right now.
Yes, and that makes sense. Okay, so you have the monad of the love wisdom of the second ray, and that's essentially most humans on the planet. So you're in good company. In terms of your soul ray, you're in the new group of incoming souls, which is along the line of the seventh ray. Of ceremony and magic and order, and you being in this particular generation, you're really kind of you're coming in like fully loaded, you know, with software. You've got all the, you know, it's preloaded. That's the word, preloaded, because you've got a lot of kind of inherent wisdom, and also you haven't been as indoctrinated and literally mind-controlled as the previous generations.
Right.
So this is, you've got a lot of work to do, mate, but really I'm very glad that you've come to Wolf Spirit, because you'll find a vast amount of very, very good and true information. This is what we're
trying. I love this. Yes,
and this is, this comes to our the third part of your situation, which is your personality ray, which is along the line of the fifth ray of concrete knowledge. Now, we've got a few people with the fifth ray personalities, and it can produce an arch skeptic, but it can produce somebody who is wanting to know the hows and whys of why magic works. You know, it's somebody who looks at, or may even become a magician themselves, because it's like being a trying to understand it, and then realizing it, that in that quest you've become it.
I experienced it like this because I abused telepathy really hard on drugs as I was really young, and it was horrible.
Yes.
For me, for myself, and the people around me at that time, and that really made me strong.
Yes, yes.
So to speak, yeah.
Trying to be as harmless in your thoughts as you can is good if you're telepathic.
Yeah, it really does help,
you know.
I agree.
And you see, this is what happens. You know, you get people who are not prepared for their spiritual gifts without realizing that how much influence they have in their local world, and if they're they're thinking chaos, they're putting out chaos to quite a large area. That can be a bit of a problem, can't it?
Yeah, it does. I'm really empathic, but people sometimes felt like I smoke weed with 15 years, and I took ecstasy and such things, and I sent out my whole power of emotions to other people around me, and I was really miserable at that time. So around me remembered always, and yes, I don't know, it was crazy stuff, but
yes,
it's not my problem anymore.
Well, have you Free Sovereigns suggesting that you look at Frank Jordan's stuff, because he talks about clearing the effects of mind-bending drugs.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I don't take drugs so much, but I smoke. Sometimes I smoke a joint, but this is not my problem. But at that time, I projected out the picture of what I received through my physical eyes to other people too. So my whole neighborhood went crazy. And at some level, I don't know if they are conscious now today about this, but I remember really hard attacks of psychotronic weaponries. And today, sometimes I have quite a bit influence of some, I don't know, technology too, but maybe it's just I move on this. That I don't know, traced. Is it the right word? I don't know.
All right, I didn't get much of that last bit. We got a bit mangled up by Skype.
Okay, thank you really much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you really much, JP.
Bye bye, Luda.
Bye
bye. So there you go, 275. Yes, we have a few 275s around. Interesting. I mean, it's a ray package that is quite good at grounding the initiate, because with the fifth ray personality, you have to be very grounded. It gives you the ability to really do the research and feel. To get a sense of satisfaction from actually researching in itself, that's the energy of the fifth ray personality. It likes to know. It likes to fill up its bays. It fill up its shelves with books and things like that. Often it's the rays of collectors and things like that, because they like to get everything. You know, some people like to have everything, you know, the whole collection, the whole set. So there is still a thread there of the line that looks to be active along the mountain line. Yes, San Jacinto Mountains, right. So, my brothers and sisters out there, I do hope you're all prepared for any power outages. As I said, we were talking earlier about using batteries, and I mean, the common solution if you want to go off the grid nowadays is to have solar panels that would charge batteries that are run through inverters that then run your domestic devices. That's not always the best solution, but it's a good enough solution. And of course, you know, you have solar panels, you have wind turbines. We just had a wind turbine installed by the landlord. Not for us, but it's like 60 foot, 60, 70 feet high thing, three blades swishing away. It's not for us, but it goes straight into the national grid, and so he's making some money from the thing swishing away. Yes. Yes. Right. Okay. I'd like to hear his voice and archives. Bless your heart. So, Two Dog and Luda, thank you very much for calling in this last hour. Thank you particularly, Two Dog, for your message and your blessing. It's lovely to have that. I think I might put a track on. Let me think. All right, we're allowed to play music. Well, I know I can certainly play my own kind of music, so maybe I'll do that. Shall I? Yeah. Okay. All right. This is my version of Comfortably Numb. I hope you'll enjoy it. We recorded this. I think we did. Let me just check on the tag of this. We recorded this live last week in Elgin, Scotland. So this is my band, Steel Badge, with Comfortably Numb.
Hello. Is there anybody out there? Just nod if you can hear me. Come on, now. Are you feeling that? Well, I can ease your pain, get you off your feet again. Relax, I need some information, but just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There's something you are receiving. The distance is so far behind you. You're only coming through in waves. Thank you. sit. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good. Well, I'll keep you going through the show. It's time to go. There's something you are receiving. A distant ship's going from the rest. You're moving on and growing away. You're moving on, but I can hear what you're saying.
That was Steel Badge, and yes, indeed, that was me playing all those notes. Some of them were good. Some of the good notes, and some of them were not so good notes, but they were good. They were some pretty... On the whole, there were some good notes in there. So, where were we? we had Two Dog, and we had Lude from Germany. So that was Two Dog from Kentucky. I love this whole, the whole fact that we can do this just anywhere on the planet, and you just have to be up at the right time, I suppose. Being on time. There was something about time. There was a collapsing of time going on. There's things are somehow falling into place and also falling apart. I mean, we were just chatting a while ago about so many relationships breaking up in the last month or so, wasn't it? Yeah, in the last month. I noticed it about three, four weeks ago. I noticed, like, everybody was, like, exploding at each other. And we had a little bit of that earlier on in the year, kind of about January time, end of January. So we had another little spat of that. And I think somehow it's not always a bad thing. And it doesn't mean that a relationship has failed because two people don't want to speak to each other again. Sometimes it's good that two people don't speak to each other. Yeah, absolutely. That was after the burn injury. That guitar solo did. It was, you know, I was playing, and you can, you know, when you're playing notes pretty quickly, and your fingers are rubbing against each other, you really know it if one of your fingers is swollen, and you can feel it, and it does affect you because it takes you back into your brain. Instead of being out in the ethers, you know, trying to get the sweetest notes that you can find. But I hope that I hope you enjoyed that. Loads of relationships have been breaking up, and like I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing because, you know, I mean, my parents used to argue, and none of them seemed happy. Neither seemed happy, and it wasn't. It didn't seem right. They stayed together. So, you know, I often thought that it would have been better had they gone their separate ways and done their own things. But you never know. Some people just like to be unhappy with each other. Oh, bless. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lida. That's very good. There's Toby. Hi, Toby. How are you doing? So, where were we? Relationships, that's right. Breaking up. People are trying different things. People are expanding in their idea of what the definition of a relationship is. I mean, out in the mainstream, there's sexuality is very much coming to the fore. In the mainstream media, which is something that, you know, particularly in the American media, was not something that you saw very much. This is actually a sign of the seventh ray, because the seventh ray is all about revelation of knowing, and it's all about relating. The seventh ray rules the sacral center, which is, of course, rules sexuality and progenitors. Creating progenitors, generation. Yeah, that's the word, generation, and all those other things. So, having a healthy sexuality is something that is going to be very important in the coming age. Being able to be comfortable with what you like and who you are, without it having to be imposed on by some. Set of people who seem to have one rule for them and one rule for us. So what's the point? Let's just see how we are and make the rules around that once we see how they are and how that works out. You know, we as one of Rebecca's guests, and this it inspired me, really. She was saying that we're all universal beings of light, and So it's up to any universal being of light to love another universal being of light in whatever way, shape, or form they A, come in, and B, express the way they love each other. And I thought that's a very expansive way of saying it, but to put it mild, you know, to put it simply, you know, we have to be who we are, and if we, you know, if we're into now, I have to be very careful now because, you know, yeah, everybody has their preference. Everybody has a particular preference, and as long as it doesn't cause a murder, you know, I think it's more or less okay. That's right. Dolly was growing up with rules that changed without her knowledge and got punished for not conforming to the rule change. Yeah, and that's what happens nowadays. This is the whole statute thing, you know. Statute upon statute becomes built up, and we're forced to conform into ever-tightening little boxes until it just the boxes get so small that no human can fit in them and everybody becomes a criminal. Now, that's not the future that I want for my children, and not certainly not a future that I'd like even for myself. So I'm doing my bit towards making it more like us rather than us and them. So, thank you.
You're right.
Yeah. So, do call in. You've got my number on Skype. It's been in the chat room, and it'd be nice if anyone's interested in talking about stuff. Or, indeed, you can call in and get a ray reading, which will be a very exciting thing. Yes. So rule changes and basically rules are a way of you know, when people start making up rules, it's because they don't want to be disturbed in their, you know, whoever the authority is doesn't want to be disturbed so much, so they create rules that if somebody's being disturbing, they can be taken to another place, and not be disturbed anymore. And I find that rather coercive and a dangerous way of being. And at the end of that road, you know, if you keep going down that kind of idea, then you end up with like a Holocaust. Where you, just like what the Europeans did to the Native Americans, and what the Germans did to the, or let's say the Nazis did to the Gypsies, the Russians, and the Jews. Let's not forget, there's, you know, there's more than just one group that were eliminated, and that comes back to the Catholic Church. It always does. It always comes back to the Catholic Church, because it turns out that the reason that we had this Holocaust was actually that it was part of the Second Inquisition, or rather the Inquisition never stopped. That it just went overseas for a couple of hundred years and then spread around again. But essentially, the Inquisition, which was to enforce the Catholic doctrine, enforce the dogma, cause everybody to think the same way, because they created a new history, his story, this lie which we've been forced upon us, is that the Bible is the word of God, and that the chronology is as it says in the book, and you know, all these things that, you know, in the last few years everybody's been saying, really, did we think this, and that, do people really still think this? And, you know, sure enough, there are many people who think the earth is 6,000 years old, and it's this is the result of the brainwashing and murder of the Catholic Church. Let's get it really laid out here that they became that they already started out. They became co-opted. The religion of Christianity became co-opted into the Roman Empire, and it became called the Catholic Church, but it's got very little to do with the advancement of the human spirit, in my humble.
Anyway.
Yes. The fictitious rules. And yeah, that's right. The rules always lead to the door of the Vatican. That's right. They invented rules. They invented copyright. Yeah, because that was all about the whole control thing. Is that they read the Bible in a different language to the language that people understood, particularly in Britain. You know, because they read the Bible in Latin, and so. Nobody really understood what it was about, apart from those who had been carefully educated, and of course, most people at that time were, it was a massive amount of serfdom and little education going on. So, after trying to wipe out most people's minds, they discover that there are other traditions and other peoples on the planet who had a different history to the one in the Catholic Church. And of course, as I was saying, that they wanted their nice, easy life, and so they dispatched their armies to see what they can do, and that ended up with 200 million. Native Turtle Islanders dead, hundreds of millions of bison, a complete waste of human spirit and of human of resources, just waste. Typical Roman Empire. That still hasn't quite caught up with them, but that is catching up with them. And these are the things that we're seeing coming out in the news. I have to thank Tracy for being one of the spearheads of bringing this into the into at least the alternative news system. Tracy's been following many Catholic churches being rejected, being sued. There's been digging up of shallow graves in various places, various institutions, of finding bones of children that have been abused and tortured and murdered, and all of this stuff is now starting to come out. The stories, and this is something that has been again coming out on Wall Spirit Radio, the stories of the people who survived. And how their lives have been completely crushed by this entity. That's the biggest heartbreak of the whole thing. Is the real real people with great spirits have been completely destroyed. That's really the stealing of the soul. And that's what's so terrible about it, is that most of the time, people say, how can anyone steal your soul? Well, your soul has a particular purpose on this planet, and this is what I talk about during my ray readings, that we all have a soul purpose, which is to create the future, essentially. This is what the soul energy does. And if somebody steals that energy, and they may turn that into a gold throne or some nice fine linen robe, then that energy is squandered, and the person spends most of the time trying to regain themselves, just to find out who they really are again. And that process can take an awful lot of time. So that's the kind of mechanism of how something can steal your soul. You know, they basically traumatize you, and you're not able to function in the way that you were destined to function, that you agreed to come in to function as. Or maybe you agreed to come in to be abused, to get over it, to be a champion for other people who may not be able to get over it themselves, and to be an advocate for those. One can never tell what somebody else's karma is. So, let's have a look at the chat room. Did I get to the end of that story? Did that wrap up?
What story?
Was it a story? That's right. So yes, this is about history, and it's about how history has been rewritten by these powers that be, and how they've essentially wiped out anybody who has a different story. And this is something that is now starting to come out because, you know, people are starting to translate the Sumerian tablets all by themselves. People have been making true and proper translations of the Bible for a while now. There was a lot of fuss. You know, people used to get burned at the stake for doing things like that, for writing an English version of the Bible with a correct translation. Yeah, imagine that. So, once you've eliminated anybody who's got a different story, then you can hold sway over the minds of and souls of a planet. And that's essentially the purpose of all these holocausts. It's about having control over people's minds. We're now losing the control over the idea of what money is. That's another branch of the control that people have over us. You know, we believe that money is a real thing, and that it actually means something. And now we find out, more or less, there's, you know, squillions and squillions and trillions and quintillions of money that people are just playing with. And they're just gambling, you know, and these are the guys who have these super yachts that are floating around the Pacific. And they have, these big Ponzi scheme games where they all throw $10 million into the account, and then one person walks off with it, and then they bring somebody else into the game, and everybody puts in $10 million, and the second bloke walks off with it. And eventually the original ring does it, and you're left with people who are completely duped into it, having to throw more and more money at this thing that they know is going to collapse at any moment. And that's the way the financial system has been, and we are watching it slowly crumble. We're going to be seeing some more stuff going on. You know, a lot of people said, I used to say this a couple of years ago, and, oh, it's a financial system and all these things, and everybody was going, that's just a fantasy. That's just a doom and gloom fantasy. And now we're watching it happen. Now we're seeing the truth behind the bankers. Everybody used to trust bankers. You know, your bank manager, he used to be the trustworthy guy in the town. You know, he was the upstanding, the Mr. Upstanding Citizen, wasn't he? And he had this fine building, and everybody was happy to pay him the interest. His interest, and now we see that the all the interest did is that they get squillions of quids in bonuses. So, numbers, paper. Would anybody like to call in? We're talking about many different things tonight. And I'll be happy to read. Read Ray's. Chris, why don't you call in? Because you said you had some things to talk about. Yes. Now depressions can be scientifically controlled. Oh! Two dogs!
Sorry, JP.
Hey, what's up?
Back again. About the reading that you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Do you know? Can you read about me?
No, I read you a little bit the other day, didn't I?
That you did. I apologize about that. I was just thinking. Now, if you wish, you know, with what you was talking about, I had a chief in my group, in my little band, that was, he was Salagi, and he's kin to the Indian also that was with Daniel Boone, but he was put in the boarding school here.
Mm.
In Oklahoma, and if he spoke his language, he would be pretty dang good. I got a Chiricahua friend of mine that said when he spoke his language, they put him in a little bitty, teeny tiny 8x10 room, no lights, and they fed him through a sliding door, just a little hatch in the big metal door, no lights whatsoever. It was always dark, and he would get his food from a little sliding door, you know.
Mm.
So yeah, it destroyed a lot of spirits. There's a lot of us still crying today over it.
Absolutely, I mean the amount of you know, if people knew. Really, 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 what was behind the Pope and what they did and their true intent. If everybody really knew that, there would be blood on the streets immediately.
Well, what I'm saying... What I'm saying is... We have to look... In many ways, and go, okay, who's responsible? You know what I mean, JP?
Who's responsible for doing it or for stopping it?
Who's responsible? We all are.
Hmm.
Okay. What I think, as far as you know, the Mohawk finding the bodies of their children in the residential schools in Canada. See, Canada has apologized, of course, for that. But if you apologize for that, get out of the way and let the people take their children home.
Oh, okay. They need the bones.
You see?
Is there a dispute about that then?
I don't know yet. I mean, that's with Tracy and them, you know. But the thing down here, as far as, let's say, the boarding schools in America, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As far as the boarding schools in America, let them take them home. And number two... America has not done what Canada has done.
Not
America yet. Has not apologized to the indigenous people that they just, you know, broke their spirits and stuff.
Mm.
You
there
see?
There's one town in New York that has.
There's one town in New York.
They even gave the land that the town is on back, and now that town has to pay rent to that tribe.
Exactly.
So it has happened.
But the United, you know, as far as the President of the United States, I haven't heard it.
No.
But who do we go to? Who do we, let's look at it this way. Who do we go to for that particular problem? Okay?
That's a very, very good question, Tito.
Well, number one, it was the Catholic Church, okay?
Hmm.
Oh, you speak English or you do not speak yours. If you do, we'll beat you to half to death. That's basically what they did. In many, many, many times.
Yeah.
Killed many kids, man.
Yeah.
Plus, there were they had found in one boarding school here in America, in the pipes of, say, the where the toilets were, many, many fetuses of Indian kids.
Well, now there's a story behind all of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, who do we as indigenous people go to for this problem? You go straight to the Pope. I think the Pope should apologize to all indigenous people for causing this malfunction and taking over your spirit. Because number one, JP, as you know, they ain't took mine.
True.
You know, my dad was a French Canadian boy, Catholic boy, and they broke him. And I'd like to see some balance in that.
Well, can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I talked to a medicine man of mine. His name was Bear Walton, and he's also one of the ones that died in the war that we had with that one county. He told me that the Creator is all things to all people, which is true. Very, very true. And I'm sure to the European people that God does look like Ted Nugent, does have an English accent. No, I'm sorry to say. But see, this is the thing. When they forced me to go to school, to the white man's church, and you had that one picture of where Jesus Christ is looking up at the rock and he's praying, right?
Yeah.
And then on Christmas, they would force me to watch The Greatest Story Ever Told, you know, back in the 50s or 40s or whatever it was made.
Oh, yeah.
So the more I went to church and stared at that picture, and the more I watched that movie, I asked my grandmother, which I got hit in the back of the head for this, why does Jesus Christ look like Ted Nugent and have an English accent? You know.
Let me tell you something. After you say The Greatest Story Ever Told 40 times in 1 week, it's not.
Yeah. After 40 times in 1 week, it's not the greatest story, you know. But in the same aspect, JP, Master of Life or Creator or whatever you call him, he doesn't care what you call him as long as you do call him. Our ways were destroyed by someone that wanted us to be something we're not. Tatanka Yotaka, as far as Sitting Bull, said if the Creator, if God, had wanted me to be a white man, he would have made me so. You know?
Yeah. You are what you is.
Yeah, you are what you are. Absolutely, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, who, if you look at it, who are we going to hold responsible for the tears of our elders that is still flowing because they were kids in residential schools and can't get over they stole their spirit? So who do we blame for this? Who do we look for an apology?
You know, Two Dog, I don't know if I even want them to apologize. The first thing I want them to do is to stop it.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good enough thing if they would just stop it. Apologizing now, that would be brilliant.
That would be really, really good. But, you know, like I say, it's the better thing if we can just get them to stop what they're doing right now just get out of everybody's way.
Now, we're on Wolf Spirit Radio right now.
That's true.
I do a lot with Patty Walking Turtle on TCT also.
These but Changing Times Radio.
Yes. I just did one with, Tracy and Gerald and Ravana and her also just a little bit ago, I mean, a while back today. What would the world do? Let's just say this. What would the leaders of this world do if all of us from Wolf Spirit Radio, TCT Radio, and everyone else that are hearing our voices, what would the world do if we all woke up and said no more?
Yep.
What would the world do?
Yep. And if one day the world woke up and was no longer scared of the police, that we don't believe all the... You know, we see a lot of stuff on television about police. The police are this, the police are that. They've got these forensics and they've got these fantastic graphics, you know, and all this CSI, and they can tell if somebody's been breathing in a room and all this BS, which is just trying to hype us up so that the police appear to be more powerful than they really are, which is really a revenue collection service. Once you get that into your head, they suddenly become just a little petty bureaucrat.
Because if you look at this police department, let's go police department, and if they arrest you, you have to stand in front of a judge, and this judge tells you, okay, you paid about a bailiff this amount of money. It's a police state, is what it is. You don't know if you go out your front door, if you're going to either be arrested by the police, or they're going to take you in for something you might have not done. Leonard Peltier, for instance. 35, 36 years in the pen, bruh. For doing absolutely nothing, but he is the fall guy for that problem.
Yeah. So look, let's talk to Dog about sovereignty. Now, the natural state of a soul incarnated into a flesh skin suit is of sovereignty over all their domain. Is that correct?
True.
So. From the point of our arrival on this planet, little bits of us are sold out. Little bits of soul are sold to this enormous state.
Yes. Okay. Let's look. Let's say look in general with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look within, say, oh my God, Pine Ridge, third world country, oh my goodness. But if you look at each indigenous nation from Canada to America, let's just go that Turtle Island for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Every nation, 500 or more, okay, are sovereign nations to the United States. Sovereign nations, brother. So, if they're sovereign nations to the United States, that means, to me, it's going, okay, why in the world is the Federal Bureau of Intimidation on your nation? When Indians can handle Indian problem. Okay?
That's right.
Why is it that you are going to have, say your family, your child is hungry, okay, and you take an 80-cent loaf of bread to feed your child because you ain't got no money, can't get a job, you're an Indian, oh my God. Okay. Why is that a federal offense and you stay in prison, you get imprisoned, which the prison systems are becoming a very big reservation for Indian people. Why is that a felony and you end up in prison when you're actually a sovereign nation and should go up against the... Take it to the High Council. The FBI, as far as the Federal Bureau of Intimidation, should not be there if you're sovereign.
Absolutely.
Now, can I tell you something I heard this morning?
What?
On Wall Street at the museum, they had this...
Come closer to the mic, love.
I know it's completely...
Come closer to the mic where you can
hear. It's off subject from what you guys were talking to, but they had this article in one of the California State Museum, and it was a cloak made out of wildcat and raccoon. Ishii had made it.
Ah, okay. Yahi.
Wait. And he thought he was the last one, but within a couple of years after he had died and they had gone public with his stories, others come forward saying that they had known him, they were members of his tribe, and when everybody scattered, he thought they had gotten killed. Well, actually, they had gotten adopted into other tribes in California. So essentially, his tribe is dead, but there are people that are walking around that are actually grandchildren of people that knew him.
Oh.
And they just released this a couple of years ago, but they found that out a couple of years after he died.
So did they carry his story?
I'm sure they do. The ones that were told about it, they do. I'm sure they do. But I had the book, and at one time I had the movie. I may still have it. It was on video, though, instead of DVD. But it's in the California State Museum, and the museum at Berkeley up until, I'm going to say, five years ago? No, it's been longer than that. I'm going to say within the last 10 years, maybe longer, they had his brain still preserved. And they turned it over to one of the other California tribes that would have been close into the area where his people were, for them to bury it.
Hmm.
Or, you know, well, not bury it because they did cremation, but to do the funeral rites for
to
it.
So I got to thinking,
it's very possible that it could have been handed over to somebody that was actually descended from somebody from his tribe.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. If you don't mind, JP.
Go ahead.
Now, Scotland. Let's look at Scotland. A lot of the Scots, when they come here, they married a lot of Indian people for one reason. The clan system.
Yeah.
We understood each other. Okay?
That's right.
Now, within the same situation, let's say England, Scotland is a sovereign nation to England, right?
Well,
has it become independent or no?
Not at the moment, but there is a big movement here, and most people in Scotland support the idea that England shouldn't be making decisions for us.
Let's put it this way. I believe, truthfully, Now, I'm just going with this. I believe, truthfully, that what they did to the Scots, they come here and perfected it on us.
Yes.
Now, this is the thing that I'm going to say.
I agree.
Scotland, the people, the proud people, every Scot I've ever met is proud to be Scottish.
Absolutely.
I am proud to be the blood that I am. Okay?
Mm.
And I honor Scotland for the fight they've had for I can't tell you. And I do have a little bit of Scottish blood myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's enough. I ain't got enough to say pui on, but that's okay. But this is the point. As far as Scotland, the way I look at it, Scotland can handle Scotland. Let England handle England. That's, you know, because nobody, I don't believe that no one should be anyone's slave, period.
Yeah. Well, it's this tapeworm that is, you know, you could say it comes from London, and then you could say that London comes from Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds come from Zionists, and the Zionists come from the Khazarians, and the Khazarians come from some other planet. It's like this kind of front behind a front behind a front behind a front. That is essentially it gets inside and then causes, it's like a parasite that mm-hmm. it gets inside somebody or it gets inside a country, like Scotland, right? Proud, yeah. Sovereign people. Yet with enough beating and mind control, they become the bully boys for the English.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the guys who go out there, all the soldiers. Oh, yes, the fine Scottish regiments. Look at their lovely fine bagpipes and great big knobbly knees. It's lovely. But they're essentially mind-controlled drones.
Hang on just a minute. Take that.
There's you. Take that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I hope it's not your doctor telling you to, we need to let you down again.
No.
Bless your heart.
The thing that I'm saying here, JP,
yeah.
is this. The point being, who do we, as indigenous people, say is responsible for these broken spirits? Who is responsible?
In the first instance, the church.
Yes.
And there was one area, I can't remember where it was, that banned the Catholic Church from its land completely.
Yeah.
They told them to get the heck out immediately. Can you remember who that was?
I can't remember it right now.
Somewhere. It's in our news department somewhere. I'll just have a quick look. Yes, there was like a cease and desist and stuff like that. It's on page 4. Oh, look at this. Going all the way down. Catholic churches are banished off native lands. Here we are. So this is on September the 18th, 2011. A public banishment order was sent, issued against the corporations known as the Roman Catholic Church, Anglican Church, and United Church of Canada, by elders in council from the Inuit, Cree, Métis, Mohawk, Anishinaabe, Basque, and Gaelic nations, Basque and Gaelic nations, under traditional and sovereign land law jurisdiction. As of this day, Sunday, September 18th, 2011, your organizations, their clergy and officers, are forever banished from our territories and lands, and your property and wealth are claimed and repossessed for the use and benefit of all of our people. Your right to operate on our land has been forfeited by your rape, torture, and murder of our children,
by your refusal to change and do justice, and by your betrayal of your own faith and public trust. Depart now and forever.
That's in our
news section. It's on the last page. If anybody's interested in reading the rest of that.
I'll pay it for you.
Did you get all that too, Doug?
Yes, I did. I listened to every bit of it. I apologize for the phone call here.
That's right. But busy.
It's a busy thing with me all the time with my little band. They're always calling me.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, what do we want? What do we want from the Catholic Church and the Pope, and I do mean Pope, for this problem? What do we want?
At least an acknowledgement. At least a cease and desist.
Can I say something to the...
But go on.
I'm going to wish to say something here to the Catholic Church and to the Pope. And I hope he hears my voice one day. Hope it comes soon. This is the only thing I'm going to say. To the Pope, the indigenous nations are still here. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't gonna go nowhere. Cease and desist with everything you do. What you believe is what you believe. Do not force it on anyone else. That is wrong. Each one has their understanding of the Creator.
The folks they have now is a little bit more understanding and tolerant than the ones they had before.
Then
he is even condoning homosexual relationships.
Then he.
So that's a big step.
Then he, if that's a big step, should step up to the plate and let's see what he's going to say about it.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, JP, but okay, hey, man. I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, that within the next 2 months, we're going to see something move on this. You know, you're going to get an answer to your question very soon, in my feelings. That's what it seems to
be. JP, you know that you and I, the time that we've known each other, we've become very, very good friends. You have a good cola to me.
Bless your heart.
I thank you very much for your friendship. I love you more than anything. But this is the point. My main point as a warrior is, in my heart, in my mind, is to step up. Step up for the clan mothers. Step up for the women. Step up for the elders. And step up for the dead spirit, the dead bodies that lay in these grounds, because they, excuse me, they put them there.
Mm.
You either do the right thing or get out of my way.
Yeah.
Simple.
Absolutely. So let's see how that expands into the next few months, into our consciousness. This is the time, you know. We need to see the end of this. Humanity can't progress if we have people doing this kind of thing. Humanity can't ascend. You know, we've all got to go. You know, it's like we can't leave people behind. And it's a very, very long time for them to keep that going. So this it's got to be stopped. There's got to be a lot of forgiveness. There's going to be a lot of tears.
Well, it's like this, okay? It's like on the chat room of Wolf Spirit Radio. Luda, L1, brother, I love you with all my heart, my German friend. Dolly, Bright Eyes, Dakota Flower. Oh my God, I love you all.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, I have now learned to put away the anger that I once carried. I have no anger with no one. Only thing I think is these war pigs that run the nation. Put them away, man. Put the guns away. What the heck do you need them for?
Mm.
If we can't get along as people all over this world, oh, I get it. It's goofy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got to stop throwing little bits of metal at each other and start giving each other flowers and, well, you know, at least vegetables.
Oh, let me be real blunt with you, okay?
You don't like vegetables.
Back.
Does he hate broccoli?
Oh, my God, if it ain't got cheese on it, I can't eat it.
Swim in the water, and he's questionable on that one. He refuses to touch it unless it's a potato. That's why he stays sick.
I say this, okay? This is the point. My main point is this. I do not look at different races anymore. I do not look at the white man and go, oh my God, that's my enemy. You know, because, what Crazy Horse said was the children of the white man would come to learn what their ancestors would not. Then they're my white brothers.
Mm.
I don't even look at them as white, black, or yellow, or red anymore. They're the human being. We're all human. We all have being. Everything on this earth has being. We just happen to be the human being. Now, I think I'm crazy. And if you agree with me, you may be a little crazy, too.
Well, it takes the crazy people to change the world for the better.
Yes.
That's what I believe, anyway.
That's what John Trudell said one time, that he thinks he's crazy. And if you agree with him, you may be a little crazy, too. All right? I agree with him. So I must be a little bit nuts.
No, you're a lot.
Is that your missus?
That's Windstar, yes.
That's coming from somebody that's getting psychiatric help.
Windstar, thank you very much.
You're awesome.
Two Dog, thank you very much.
Oh, my problem.
Anytime you need a steep shot on him, let me know.
We do like a bit of humor. We do love humor. So, Two Dog and Windstar and Lude, thank you very much for calling in. We've had a nice, genial, convivial afternoon, evening here. It's very nice to just have a kind of laid back conversation kind of thing, rather than sort of throwing topics down people's throat. Last week I know with Gary was that was quite an intense show, wasn't it? And before then was Laura Eisenhower, which was also sort of very there was a high energy going on there. So,
JP,
go ahead.
Real quick. If you don't mind me saying, I just want the people on the chat room and the people that are listening to this show understand from me, I don't want nothing, brother. Only thing I want to do is give the love I got. I don't want nothing in return.
Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening to Ever Beyond. And I'll play my famous little outro, and we'll be over. So thank you very much, Two Dog, for calling in, and good night, everybody.
beyond.